Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. You guys can always watch the show. Don't forget on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter X, subscribe, makes it easy. You don't miss any of the shows here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll talk some NFL because we are 10 days out from the draft and our draft party at the Landing. You just heard that. We'll get to a situation developing in New Orleans that could change the top 10 picks, maybe, or one of the top 10 picks, I should say, in the NFL draft. But before we do that, we announced earlier today, if you're just joining us here in the 1 o'clock hour for the first time, we announced our Cody and Gold road trip. We're doing it once again. We did it for Bobby Witt Jr. a couple years ago, so why not do it for Jack Caglione? We've been doing plenty of Cags Watch, Jack Watch, all of that. So we're going to be heading to Springfield with listeners, with all of you guys, all of us from the show, plus Dusty's going to join us as well to watch Jack Caglione when the Royals AA affiliate, Northwest Arkansas Naturals, are going to be in Springfield, taking on the Cardinals AA affiliate, the Springfield Cardinals, Saturday, May 3rd. If you head to our website, 96.5thefan.com, right there on the front page, you'll see a link. We have a special Cody and Gold ticket deal, just $10 tickets to sit behind Cags in the dugout there. And we'll be hanging out in the afternoon as well. More details on that link as far as we're going to meet up. But we hope to see you guys out there. We've already got a good chunk of you putting in orders for tickets, and we have an opportunity for some t-shirts too.
Yeah, not certainly something you don't have to do, but if you're coming out to the game and you want to be matching us, we will hand out some shirts if you want one for 10 bucks as well over at a bar near the stadium right beforehand. We did this with the Witt shirts. 10 bucks. It's way, way, way below what Ray Gunn typically charges for those. We just really pretty much wanted to get them to you at cost. So they said Cags across the chest. They're in that like Royals kind of cursive-y script, kind of that like blue shirt. If you've had a Ray Gunn shirt, which we've given away plenty on these shows before, you get a chance. So if you want that, a huge chunk of us will be wearing those out there. That's an option, but it's got to be for the people who are going on the road trip. I'm not saying down the road we'll never have some CAG shirts, but this particular opportunity for our tracking purposes is for those who are going to go down on the road trip. So if you buy your tickets to the game, you're like, all right, I'm getting on there. Go to 96.5thefan.com right now. I've got my tickets. If you'd like the link to put in your short order for size and to figure out the payment process, all that stuff, Alex or I will send it to you. So you can either ask on the text line, 913-586-7965, on social, or yeah, just message us and we'll make sure you get it.
Yeah, at Cody B. Tapp on Twitter, at Alex Gold. If you're on Twitter, it makes it easy. I had a few people DM and just shot them a link that way. So we'll make it pretty easy. We'll keep telling you guys about this over the next couple of weeks. But Saturday, May 3rd, that's the most important thing. That's the Cody and Gold road trip. Heading to Springfield to watch Cags. $10 tickets. Going to be a great time as we watch another future star, hopefully, for the Kansas City Royals. We had good luck with it, obviously, when we went and saw Bobby Witt Jr. So this is going to be a ton of fun.
See him before he's a big leaguer, you know? That's always a... Yeah. People talk about that with bands. Does it work the same way with athletes? Drew's mentioned like 78 different minor leaguers he's watched play baseball.
I think we've referenced.
That came up.
I think it is. You know, we've referenced. Hey, you know, we saw Bobby when he was in the minors. So anytime you have a top prospect, I mean, there are people back in the day that said, "Oh, they
love seeing a high school basketball player, yeah,
or whatever." Yeah, I think it's a weird thing we do as sports fans, but maybe it is a thing we do with just entertainment and in general. But we hope to see you guys down there. It's gonna be a ton of fun, and it's not a bad drive. You know, it's the fact that it's not in Arkansas actually makes it even a shorter drive. Depending on where you're leaving from, I know for my place it's 2.5 hours, so not bad. Some of you maybe are going to stay overnight. I know that's what we're doing, but some of you can just drive back after the game if you want to as well. So head to our website, more details there. Also, as I said, on Twitter, and we hope to see you guys in Springfield. What time is the game? Someone asked. 6:05 first pitch. We're meeting around 3:30 in the afternoon at a bar nearby in the area called Harbell's. That's where we'll be just hanging out before, and that's also where you'll pick up your shirt if you already ordered your shirt. That'll be where you'll be able to do that. So we'll have a good time, man.
It's going to be a great time. Normally, or the way we did it in Fayetteville last time, is you get a drink at Harbell's, you hang out at the game, and then we probably usually go find a spot after the game as well. Good chance to hang out with some of you. I know some of you are going to want to just make the drive back, which it's close enough. You can. Some people did it to Fayetteville, which is a full extra hour maybe down the road. We looked at a lot of different dates. Would have loved to go back to Fayetteville. Had a great time down there. Love Dixon Street, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just the timing of we wanted Jack to be in AA. We wanted it to work with our personal schedules. And we didn't want it to be, you know, too late in the year, considering the first thing I had mentioned and some other event-based stuff like the Cody and Gold garage sale. You know, it just made sense to do May 3rd. So we're going to go to Springfield this time instead. Mix it up a little bit.
Meanwhile, with Big League Club, these three names, different level of concern, even level of concern. Who are you most worried about? If I told you Vinny, Salvador Perez, and Jonathan India, three guys that we all know and that have to come up big throughout this entire season.
I mean, who are you? Most important players on their offense other than Bobby.
So who out of that group, that's why I didn't throw in Michael Massey or Renfro or whatever, because those are obvious answer who you're most concerned about or whatever. These players aren't going anywhere. These players have to work out for this team to make the playoffs and all of that. Who are you most worried about not getting it going offensively, knowing that it's still April 14th, but the sample is what we have? Vinny, Salvi, or India? And Salvador Perez had a home run yesterday, so I think otherwise this would have been like the easiest answer known to man. It would have been like, well, he hasn't done anything yet. The fact that he hit his home run, the fact they're about to go play in New York, my guess is I actually think Salvi's going to get going here, but he still would probably be my answer only because he's the only one where age just might eventually get him. I don't think it's happening right now.
Fear but, that life catches
but
up.
But that will happen eventually. I hope it's not 2025. I hope that's a 2027 problem or something like that. But there's a chance it's this year, so I'll go with him, whereas like, I think Vinny will figure this thing out. I think Jonathan India, absolutely, I already see the quality at-bats happening every single time he's at the plate.
I'll say all three of them have a track record. Vinny's being the shortest of the track records, but all three of them do have a track record of success, of consistent play, but only one of them is 35 years old. So like, if you're going to say what does concern you or what could concern you the most, it's probably supposed to be the answer is Salvi. I'll say because of the hamstring, though, a little bit more than I would normally be for Vinny. Normally, my answer for Vinny would be zero. I think he's a professional hitter. I'm not overly concerned about it. Like, I don't fear that. But, like, you know, I worry with the hamstring if it's going to take a couple of months to get, like, up and rolling.
The hamstring can be something that lingers. My only thing is if they thought it was, hey, this is going to impact his batting and all that.
He
never went on IL or anything. No. Like they DH'd him for a while.
I'm
like,
saying, I think it takes some of your power away.
It might. How long do we say that? Like we can't be
a
saying
month.
Okay. Because I'm like, if it's July and he's still then he should. You know, I'm not saying he has 100% out of the hamstring right now. Or is it just offense is down in baseball across the board, and these guys as a whole are just not hitting. Other than Bobby and Michael Garcia, nobody really is hitting right now in the entire lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely get that part of it. And no, I would not. It's not a full year excuse, but this is my fear is that, okay, so for a month you're playing essentially handcuffed a little bit, right? Can't quite get the same power. Or as you know, with pitching mechanics or hitting mechanics, you're adjusting in ways you don't even realize you're adjusting, and it's throwing off your swing path a little bit. So then in a month, your hamstring feels good, and now you kind of got to like get the swing back dialed in for a little bit. We're 2 months down the road and the numbers just don't look very good. Just as long as it's not preventing them from winning games, which right now they're around a 500 team. It's not preventing, they're not off to like some miserable start or things are lost or anything in there. I just fear it'll take long enough that you're like, oh, by then, I'd like you kind of up and going. Salvi, the age stuff maybe always there, but I just watched him. What, it just caught up to him in an off season? Like, normally, I mean, there's like happen. A slow
I don't think
sign.
It's happening, but that it is how sometimes it goes. I don't think that's...
I just think historically, Salvador Perez is the hottest and coldest hitter maybe on the entire team. When he's hot, he's hot. And for like the other way around.
For those upset, like him swinging, like, by the way, him swinging at the stuff outside the zone, he'd been doing that his whole career. That's just who he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's nothing new. All of a sudden, he's chasing. Now, I haven't looked at the exact chase rate in fairness. I don't know if it's up from last year or whatever, but a lot of these stuff that frustrates you at the plate, that stuff that's happened before. I just want to see, can they get it done in the Bronx? Virtually the easiest stadium, quote unquote, to hit in the big leagues, small park, not going up against a great pitcher tonight and over the next couple nights. I want to see, can the offense at least build some confidence and show that, okay, it can wake up in that ballpark and then hopefully that gets them going before they go to Comerica.
Yeah, I think this is kind of not a big series, but this was a big road trip. And you and I both said, like, the true dream really was probably 5-5. You're 1-2. Nothing is out of the question as far as this goes. And Detroit ends up being the more looming part of the schedule right now because Detroit has the number one record in the American League. And you got to go to Fort Comerica. And so, like, and you get some of your better pitching lined up in that scenario because by the time Lugo's it plays out, tonight. You won't get Lugo again. You'll get Reagan's against them. You'll get Bubich again, probably against them. You're going to get now four games. You're going to get most of your starting rotation anyway. But you're definitely getting Reagan's and you're definitely getting Lugo at the end of that series. So you are going to get you're going to get the 1-4 of your rotation hypothetically by the time that series starts. So, you know, you got to maybe make the most of it in that case. Yeah. I'd look for some offense tonight. I'm not overly worried about any of them. I'm worried about the offense, but I don't know. I just feel like those three guys and then Bobby, they'll all hit eventually. I don't know about everyone else and Renfro and MJ.
We're all aware of that situation. Brutal.
Absolutely brutal. Like, they're just not getting anything out of that right now.
No, absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And the clock is definitely ticking. There's no doubt. I mean, absolutely ticking on both of them.
I don't know. It hasn't clicked midnight at this point.
Because it's April 14th.
I know.
I'm not. I'm by no means defending their performance. I'm in agreement with you that the performance is unacceptable and they're bringing nothing to the table offensively. I think with MJ, the defense is something that's saving him right now. I think the other part is it is April 14th and typically teams, if they thought you were your starting left fielder and right fielder, they're not going to either DFA you in Renfro's case after 16 games or whatever it is now. And they're not going they're not going to option you after 16 games if you were the starting left fielder. Now, does that change in very soon? Oh, yeah, it can change very soon. But like acting like how could they not have already made this move? It's April 14th. If they thought they were good enough to be the starting left fielder and right fielder, they're not going to just be done with them 2 weeks, 2.5, 3 weeks into the season. That's just not how this works. Like I can't remember who it was I saw in social media. Social media, we're all guilty of it, but you know, someone will say, like, if they don't do this, they're going to be buried by May. They're 8-8 right now. Stop. Calm down.
Oh, I see.
Buried?
I saw people saying they should trade Vinny and start Caglione. And I'm like, you relax a little bit? We want more offense, not trading away middle of the order bats. Just look at the timelines. And I have on all these players. Hunter Dozier was really bad. Actually, slightly better than Hunter Renfro and MJ Melendez.
How bad it is right now. Yep. And that was right before Memorial Day when
he got 29 games total. So he's playing about, a halftime player at that point. And he was cut on like May 30th. So like he still got another 6 weeks.
And his leash is longer because he doesn't have any options left. That actually
Dozier's leash should be longer because he had a whole extra year after that too.
He doesn't have an option left and there's money to eat. MJ Melendez, they do have an option, I believe, on him.
They could just send him down to the minors. That's the whole part with MJ. It's like today with MJ, and like for me, it's simple, and we can talk more about it here in a little bit, but I just send him down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a complicated decision for me. The other ones where you're trying to like jump people ahead of the line that don't make sense, slightly different. But in that case, it's not hard.
We'll get back to the Royals coming up in just a bit, but the draft is 10 days away. We hope to see you at the landing in Liberty for our draft party. And suddenly pick 9 got a little more interesting over the weekend. Who is pick 9? That'd be the New Orleans Saints, where Derek Carr is a starting quarterback, but reports are that he has a shoulder injury, one that could keep him out beginning of the season, one that could require surgery. We don't know exactly when this happened, if it's a carryover from last year, anything like that. It's kind of been a little shady on the details there. But if you're Kellen Moore, who's the brand new head coach, now you have the same GM structure, but brand new head coach, if Derek Carr, who, by the way, did not play great last year anyway, but if Derek Carr is unavailable, then you're down as it sits right this second to Spencer Rattler or the Jake Haener kid, who was awful last year. And the veteran options pretty much stink that are out there at this point in time. So at number nine, Shador Sanders should absolutely be in play now. Was not the case maybe a week or so ago. Everybody's talking about him sliding to the Steelers at 21. Because we all know Cam Ward's going one. It seems like the Giants won't take Sanders at three, although crazier things have happened.
The mock draft we did earlier had him at three.
It did. So the Saints should be doing everything to find out if Sanders is a viable starting quarterback in this league. If you just flat out think he stinks, then obviously don't take him at nine just because of the Derek Carr injury. But if you were already considering Shador Sanders, nobody's saying you have to think he's a future Hall of Famer, okay? But if you were already thinking that he could be a guy in this league for a while, now that Derek Carr injury, it's public knowledge. Maybe they've known for weeks and they've been trying to slow play this thing and keep it quiet and then it finally leaked out. I don't know. But Shador Sanders, right this second, if you were asking me to predict where he gets drafted, that would be my pick.
Nine. Yeah. The Saints. I don't think he gets past 10. I don't remember. Maybe it was last week, even before this story, Gold, I had told you that I didn't think he was getting out of the top 15 anyway. I think a lot of this is just posturing from these teams that are hoping he falls. There's only two worthy, I think, first-round quarterbacks that make sense. I'm not saying Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe or one of these other guys won't find some way into the first round. But there's two guys that I think traditionally would grade in a first-round capacity or somewhere near it. Cam Ward's going number one overall. There's nothing you can do about this to the other teams.
Yeah.
If you're any other team that is interested in a quarterback, the thing you want the most is Sanders to fall. That's what you want. The question is here. It's like I told the Saints should. Saints should just quit. I'm oversimplifying. Burn it to the ground and let yourself. They are in the. This is why Kellen Moore ended up getting the job. You remember this, right? No one would take it. They were begging people to take the job. They ended up hiring the guy who had fallen out of the hot head coaching name 2 years ago to be their head coach. They took a guy they're almost pre-planning on firing. So if you're the GM, Loomis, you don't need to do him any favors. He's not doing anybody any favors, but you don't need to you don't have to take Sanders at nine, I guess is my point.
Don't have to. I just want, then you're saying we're good with starting Spencer Rattler.
Yeah. And losing
and probably
figuring out next year.
Look, it's
who's going to be number one pick next year.
Maybe everybody's talking about,
There's a number of options. It's Arch Manning as the favorite,
he's the name everybody mentions.
It could be Drew Aller. It could be Cade Klubnik. It could be Avery Johnson.
Yeah. So
we'll see.
I think you're right. They don't have to take Sanders at nine, but it's a new set of eyes in New Orleans. We've seen crazier things. Kellen Moore, who knows? Maybe they actually look at Spencer Rattler. I know it sounds crazy right this second on April 14th, sure. But maybe they look at Spencer Rattler and say, wow, you know what? We actually think there's something there. There's a reason why he was at once viewed as a top.
And we took him in a third or fourth round? When they take him?
Mid-round. I don't know. I mean, I just think with the Derek Carr news, I don't think you can go into the season, though, only with Rattler and Haener in your quarterback room that can play. With an injured Derek Carr. Maybe they don't take a quarterback at nine, but Drew, you brought up that there's some mock drafts that now think maybe four quarterbacks can go in the first round. Maybe that doesn't happen, but then suddenly in the second or third round, the Saints can go get a Quinn Ewers type and say, all right, we'll have Ewers. By the way, what a depressing quarterback room. Ewers, Rattler, and Derek Carr. You want to talk about just a bunch of mediocre dudes?
I will say, though, if you ask me right now, starting today, Kellen Moore has quit, and the best we can do at NFL head coach is you, Cody Tapp. I would rather have Spencer Rattler start than Derek Carr. I know what I'm getting in Derek Carr. Best case scenario. At least there's hope with Rattler. I'm not saying it's going to work out, but at least there's some glimmer at the end of the road. Dude, I'm dead in the water with Carr. Sometimes I'll take the unknown, and I know that, that comes with gigantic risk, and it does not mean that it's better. It doesn't mean it'll be better. A lot of times it often means it'll be worse. But at least I'm not just going in there it's like an executioner, but you're choosing between, I know every chamber's got a round in it, or he's at least playing Russian roulette with me. I'll play the roulette. Maybe I hit, maybe I don't, but at least I've got a chance.
You're better off drafting Quinn Ewers then if you want to play Russian roulette, because we already kind of got a glimpse of what Spencer Rattler was anyways already.
I mean, how many games did he start last year?
Four?
He looked better than Haener, I'll tell you that, but that's not saying much.
Jake Haener struggled, yes.
Really, he looked bad.
I mean, selfishly, I'll let Spencer Rattler, let him start. I've got a nice little rookie card, number to 50, that's worth $2 right now. Let him start. Maybe
might
I'll
get
worth 20. Yeah, maybe 10 or 20 bucks. If he gets it, get him a couple starts.
Sell high, Cole. Yeah. Sell
name him the starter. Let's go.
Autographed, huh? He started six games last year for the Saints. He had four passing touchdowns, five interceptions, and 1,300 yards. But they also had no talent. They had no offensive line, no wide receivers. No, I mean, Kamara, they had a running back. Yeah. But
I'm not that I want anybody to get hurt, but the fact that now we're finding out Derek Carr is hurt, it makes the top 10 way more intriguing than it was 72 hours ago or whatever when we found out the news, because now there's a real chance quarterback is in play, or does a team try to trade in front of them, or do they need to trade in front of the Jets who have the seventh pick? It makes our top 10 interesting, and frankly, it makes our draft contest we're doing at the Landing a little more challenging for a lot of people.
Oh,
because again, you get points for picking the player in the slot, and also you get additional points for picking the right team. And this thing got maybe a little more complicated for some people. Although by the time we get to draft night, maybe there's a little more consensus on what's going to happen. The only thing I know is everybody should be guaranteed to get the first pick, right? Okay. No excuse.
Cam Ward.
No excuse.
Tennessee Titans.
No excuse.
Somebody else.
It's not.
It's definitely Cam Ward. I guess you could get it wrong if you didn't say Titans.
I feel like that's locked in, isn't it?
It has to be.
Isn't that just locked
in? It has
in?
To be at this rate.
Number two, there still could be, even though people think it's Travis Hunter, that one could still be a little more up in the air. I hear you there, but number one overall, by the time you fill out that sheet, you know who's going number one overall and where.
1, 2, 3 is Ward. Does everyone think it's Ward, Hunter, or Carter?
I don't know if I'm willing to commit yet.
Oh, Ward, Hunter, Carter?
Yeah.
I'm leaning that way, yes.
I think it should be Ward, Hunter, Sanders, but they're not going to do that.
No, I also,
means that Carter would slide to the Patriots or the Jags?
No, I said Carter at 3. Oh, in his case, he's saying he takes Sanders. Sure.
I don't think it's going to happen. Basically what I'm saying
Patriots
is, if
thrilled.
I'm the Giants, I would take Sanders is what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that. But no, what do I think is going to happen? That Sanders is not going third.
I could still make an argument for Carter and Myles Garrett at 2, just being like,
be fun.
My God.
I don't want that to happen.
If you can't score because your starting quarterback's Joe Flacco, or whoever the hell's their starting quarterback is this year. Wait, Kenny Pickett? Didn't he go there too? I saw a headline from Kenny Pickett said
it's both of them.
He essentially did the and he should say this. I always have to preface this like this is how he should feel, but also we're allowed to make fun of him because he was like, I'm not going to Cleveland just to back up. I'm there to be the starting quarterback, and we're gonna win.
Well,
he should is. No, I know he should say that, but also like that ain't happening, Kenny. I'm also allowed to give an honest.
Do you guys
opinion.
Remember if the Mel Kiper mock that we looked at? Did he have Sanders going to the Saints?
Because Mel Kiper's.
Because I'm looking at it right now. It says Mel Kiper's final mock draft, and it's got the. I think it actually.
He's done.
Is,
he's done. With no more mock drafts.
Damn, he quits early. He locks up.
He has Sanders going to the
quick.
Saints.
Oh, he has Sanders going to the Saints. Okay.
He also has Tyler Warren going to the Bears, which would just be, I know we mentioned Jenty earlier, but Tyler Warren to the Bears, I think is just as much of an upgrade in terms of that offense.
I honestly think they should just like solve the defense later. Make sure Caleb Williams is the guy. Give him every
Plus
conceivable.
You got Ben Johnson. Yeah.
Offensive line, wide receiver, tight end, Ashton Jenty. The first three picks, if I were the Chicago Bears, would be on offense. I'm finding out right the hell now if Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson work. If the defense stinks and I go 9-8 because I'm Cincinnati from last year, so be it. I'm going to find out whether or not Caleb Williams is the goods this year.
The mock draft that we looked at had the Raiders taking a corner at 6. Would that be the most Raiders pick ever to take a corner at 6 instead of Jenty or even Tyler Warren or whatever?
Normally, I would say they would clearly take. Normally, I would say they would take Jenty. Actually, it makes me think that they're just taking the flash.
Some fast guy at number 9. You know,
they're normally just taking the biggest name. The Cowboys and the Raiders have been known more to just take the star name more than the better pick. So yeah, that'd be.
The Combine Warrior.
It came up earlier, and I didn't bring it up, but I have a question now. If he gets past the Saints at 9, and he's there at 12, does Jerry even think?
Of course he does.
Does he think for a second? Yeah. I'm taking Shador.
He absolutely considers it. 100% considers it. They're probably
and then you
Dak
trade
is,
Dak. I mean,
good luck getting out of that contract.
He has a no trade clause, doesn't he? Doesn't Dak have a no trade clause?
They would kind of be. I don't think that's the reason why.
I mean,
you sit him for a year and then you find a place that Dak Prescott's willing to go.
ESPN would love the 15 minutes while the Cowboys are on the clock and Shedeur Sanders is available. They are 10 minutes. Yeah, whatever. Like they would love the,
to put that pick in.
For those asking, Dak Prescott, dead cap is what we care about most, right?
Well, I mean, they're not cutting him, so they'd have to trade. They're not going to give him for nothing.
Hold on. If you were the Steelers, do you make that trade? Do you trade 21 and
21 for a quarterback? I got to pay $50 million this year, 74 next, and 68 the year after that? Hell no.
The answer in the Steelers case is yes. He would be the best quarterback since Big Ben's first 9 years as a quarterback or 10 years.
You'd give up 21?
Yes.
As much as people crap
on Dak Prescott, imagine being the Steelers where Mike Tomlin takes Mason Rudolph and Russell Wilson, these guys, to get you to being a top six team in the AFC every year.
He gets Dak.
Now, I'm not saying they're suddenly like going to win the Super Bowl, but they might actually give you it. Like right now, the current situation, the Steelers could start Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, Shedeur Sanders. They're a non-factor in 2025 in the AFC. They can be a playoff team, but they're a non-factor to win the Super Bowl. If this hypothetical, they got Dak Prescott, then I can start putting them in the same conversation as Buffalo. I really could.
I'll also be honest. I don't even know if the Steelers would make the call first. I think if Shedeur's there at 12, I think Jerry might call Pittsburgh single-handedly and say, hey, we're willing to give you Dak for 21 and maybe like a future fourth so we can draft Shedeur here. And the Steelers should just say yes and hang up the phone and not ask any questions.
Yeah. All right. Up next, we'll get to what's trending. Talk more about where things stand with the Royals' left field situation. That's coming up next.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next.
What's trending?
What's Trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Number one still is Rory's Masters win yesterday in Augusta, Georgia. The career Grand Slam finally achieved. He's just the sixth golfer to ever do that. Had to go to a playoff against Justin Rose. Exceptional, high-level entertainment. As good as it gets in terms of raw emotion and theater. It was just flat-out awesome. And the next major, by the way, Rory, of course, is the favorite to win.
Scheffler, the second favorite, I'm going to assume?
PGA Championship. That'll be at Quail Hollow.
This is really similar. People don't mention it the same because it felt different at the time. This last calendar, like 15 months, is very similar to the run Scheffler just went on the 15 months before that, in which we were all like totally gushing. And now Rory's in the later part of his career and still having a run like this. So he might rip through some wins. I don't know if they're all going to be majors, but you can see he obviously won the players the players right before the break, before he got the Masters Championship, right? So it's a run. Next up on What's Trending, the Royals get their win yesterday, 4-2, dominant performance from Cole Ragans, who went into the eighth inning and managed to get 7 2/3 innings, struck out 10, walked 0 for the second straight start. He has double-digit strikeouts, at least 10 and 3 straight starts, first since AP year to do that for the Royals. They did drop 2-3 against Cleveland over the weekend. They'll continue their road trip tonight against the New York Yankees. It'll be Seth Lugo on the mound tonight.
All right.
Vern's On Deck show starting at 5 o'clock here on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Elsewhere, local soccer, Sporting KC, result on Sunday, unfortunately, there at Children's Mercy Park, a loss to Portland 4-2. The game was tied. Plenty of action on a beautiful day in KC, unfortunately. Sporting not able to get it done. KC Current, the night before, were out in San Diego for a late game. They stay perfect with a win over them. They're back home Saturday at CPKC Stadium.
Next up on What's Trending, Max Crosby has been named Eastern Michigan Football's Assistant General Manager.
Help us raise money,
yes,
please.
Yes, active NFL defensive end Max Crosby is going to apparently be the assistant GM at Eastern Michigan Football. He'll help them with NIL deals, evaluating talent, and others, according to their press release. Earlier today, he becomes the first active NFL player to assist his team in doing that. We've seen some active MLB players do it.
NBA,
In NBA, it's starting to become a little bit more of a trend. Essentially, they're going to pay you a little bit of money to see if you can bring a lot more money in. I think it's not a bad way to tug at the heartstrings. If you liked going to college where you went to college, this is kind of an easy gig to take. It's kind of like a certified mascot of things, except for you get to make some football decisions. And I view it as maybe get to dip your toe in the front office waters a little bit in case that's something you want to do after football.
Yeah, just about every program is going to have these GM roles and
Where's
stuff.
Where's Kansas?
Well, they need one for basketball.
Desperately,
yeah,
yes.
They need Joel Embiid. Yeah, they need one for basketball.
Andrew Wiggins and Embiid can share the job.
That's right.
Co-assistant.
Right. This is as we've talked about before, like these college programs are going to be built like professional organizations because that's what we're seeing a trend toward. And so you might, if pro teams are having scouting departments and handling the financial ends and balancing the salary cap, if you will, well, you're going to need to do that in college football, and you need that in college basketball, and yeah, there's a fundraising element to that, but that's interesting. Good for Max Crosby. Kind of fun, kind of cool
Missouri
story
should
there.
Have Chase, out. Chase Daniel.
Something, man. Something like that.
He's a legend.
Totally agree with you on that. Lastly, on What's Trending, we announced it earlier today, our Cody and Gold road trip coming back. We did this a couple years ago to see Bobby Witt Jr. play in AA, so let's do it for Jack Caglione Saturday, May 3rd. Now, the game's in Springfield, not as far of a drive. It's because the Naturals will be playing the Cardinals AA affiliate, the Springfield Cardinals. So hope to see you guys out there. We got a special $10 ticket deal if you order it through Cody and Gold. So just go to 96.5 The Fan's website. Right there on the homepage, $10 tickets. We're going to meet down there Saturday afternoon. The game is not till 6:05. I say meet Saturday afternoon because we also have some t-shirts if you would like those. Those will be sold separately. If you want the link to order your t-shirt so you can pick it up in Springfield, let us know on the text line, 913-586-7965, or also on social media at Alex Gold, at Cody B. Tapp. You do have to have the ticket order in by Wednesday the 23rd. And pickup is only in Springfield. What I'm getting at is you have to be on the road trip to get the shirt. We're not doing a pickup
a mass
here.
Order. Yep. We're not doing shirt sales out in front of the building like we've done
this
before.
This is going to be in Springfield only, no exceptions. That's the only spot you'll be able to pick up your shirt. If you don't turn your shirt order in time and you show up for the road trip, that's cool, but we're not going to have a guaranteed amount of extra shirts, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So best option is just to go ahead and put in the order ahead of time.
You can see the shirt up on our social media pages or at, he mentioned, 96.5thefan.com. It is the cursive lettered Royals kind of material in the blue color. We went powder blue last time. It says Cags on it.
Of course.
You know? He said that's the nickname he liked when he came on our show. That's what he told us. And he said he liked the nickname Cags.
We didn't
mention
it. I know
people are going with Jack a lot anytime he gets a homer.
Sure. Yeah, you could do that too. But the shirts say Cags. And the cool thing about this trip, not only is it just going to be awesome to head down there and watch Cags, but one of you, if you buy your ticket through the Cody and Gold ticket link, randomly one of you will be selected to throw out the first pitch at that same game that night. So more details
and
on that to follow.
We're going to take ourselves out of the list.
Yeah,
so
we're not eligible.
Be a listener.
Yeah, but a listener will get a chance to do that.
Man, I'm never going to get to throw out a first pitch in my whole life, man.
You haven't even done that in a minor league game?
No, I've never thrown out a first pitch at all.
I feel like we can get you at least locally at the Monarchs or something.
You think you can give me a Monarchs first pitch?
I bet you that can happen.
They do that at the Savannah Bananas games? I'm not big enough for that.
No, they're going to have a sold out crowd at Kauffman.
You're doing the anthem at the Bananas game.
They did
it on
an ESPN broadcast.
They just filled the Bucks football stadium.
Yeah, I know.
What'd you say?
You're doing the anthem at the Bananas game.
No.
Yeah, that's what you said. It fits. It's very fitting.
They're not letting me do the anthem.
No,
I think the
Springfield Cardinals, who are hosting the Naturals when we go on a road trip, they said first pitch, one lucky listener can do that. Did not negotiate an anthem for you, Cody.
Mm. Could have, maybe should have, even you know.
I'll let them know. Hey, if for
let
some reason
that,
somebody gets sick,
I need to know right now if I'm doing the anthem. They're not
reason,
a sick thing because I got to practice.
Cody's just a backup. You
this
know,
is
you have
Drew with golf.
Go throw back a few beers at Harbell's or whatever before, and then oh, by the way, that's basically what happened to me with the first pitch at the minor league game.
Here's
I was drinking, and all of a sudden they're like, "Oh, by the way, surprise! You're throwing out the first pitch," and I was nervous. That's going to happen to you, but for singing.
95% of all national anthems I have personally been a part of were in four-part harmony. I don't know the other version. No, I did one.
I thought he was about to say, I don't know the words. I was like,
I've done one solo in my entire life before a high school basketball game.
Okay.
I don't remember how it went. Mediocre is my guess.
But yeah, it's going to be an awesome time there in Springfield. Drew, you should just find a golf course before. Get down there early, get a little practice round in.
Good call.
Just go golf down there in Springfield. There's some nice courses in the Springfield-Branson area.
Oh, yeah, there's like that the Tiger Woods. I was going to say, the Tiger one's out
that's
there.
That's close to Branson, isn't it?
What is the one that the Royals players
on that course, though?
I don't know.
Like
don't
Slim Dunn?
Yeah, we got people that know people. You never know, man.
We can try to pull some strings.
Somebody at one point on the text line said they live in Springfield. They live on a course down there. I don't know if it's that course, but
they're offering. Maybe we can get nine in before.
This was a couple weeks ago. So you never know. I was trying to see what other promos are going on that same Saturday night while we're out there.
Is there like a bobblehead giveaway or anything? We got anything
I'm not
good?
Sure. Again, this is the Springfield Cardinals are the home team. It's the AA affiliate, obviously, of the St. Louis Cardinals. So that's why we're going to Springfield. Just it's a quicker drive for everybody. But I'm not sure. All I know is we've got shirts up for grabs for you guys to lock in. And then also somebody's going to be throwing out the first pitch, which is going to be pretty cool. You can throw out the first pitch in front of Cags, you know?
Do you think there'll be someone who turns it down and be like, I don't want to do it?
Don't
want their name in the mix?
Maybe. I'll find out more details on, I think we have to name that before that Saturday. So I think somebody will have a heads up on it. I don't believe we'll be able to just give them a name last minute.
You don't think we can just like all roll in and be like, you're the person
I think
now.
We'll randomly pick a name and that's how that'll work. I'll find out more. But we get a little bit closer. Saturday, May 3rd, watching Cags.
It appears the promotion is just the auction they're doing for...
Oh, special jerseys they're wearing that night?
Yeah, they're wearing like Halloween jerseys or something.
Okay.
Which, is it halfway to Halloween?
That's exactly what it would be probably, right? October, so this is May 3rd.
Yeah.
Halfway to kind of, yeah. May 3rd, October 31st or whatever, so yeah.
In fairness, it appears we're missing one day, the Halloween candy giveaway.
Darn.
Kids 12 and under.
Darn.
That's
12 and under. 12 and under.
One day. The game before is the halfway to Halloween. It's just the auction for it. I'm not even sure we're going to get to see him in the cool jerseys. Doesn't matter. We're there to see Jack Caglione hit 500-foot home runs. Not
nice.
The other.
Nice.
Someone says, like, Cody, get that 80-mile-per-hour heater out. I can't throw 80. I said if I spend an entire year, maybe I could get there. Kramer, who plays baseball in a wood bat league and is still in his 20s, did not seem optimistic. That was all the lack of confidence I needed to think of.
How late is Lambert's Cafe open? They close it. They're going to be open after the game. I want to get some rolls thrown at us. They close at 9. We won't make it.
Dang.
We'll make it. I was going to be like, okay.
If anybody knows any good bars for after the game,
after the game.
Us know. 913-586-7965. Maybe you lived in Springfield. Maybe you went to school there. Maybe you grew up there. I don't know. Whatever.
Missouri State is out there.
That's right.
Springfield is where I helped sign a band once. We did their big opening concert.
Oh yeah,
I was in high school. Yeah, their name.
I was there one time.
Matches.
One time nearby.
Right out of Springfield.
Just outside of Springfield. You guys have seen it if you drive anywhere down that area. The Fantastic Caverns. When I was a kid, yeah. I went to that, and that's. That's technically not Fantastic in Springfield, but Fantastic Caverns, there are a bunch of those red billboards on the drive down and the stalagmites and stalactite thing. I, as a kid, didn't think about it. I think now, I don't know if I would want to go under in the cavern.
You don't think
before
so?
I did. You ride in little jeeps or whatever. As a kid, I thought it was the coolest thing. I don't know if I would do that now. Ever since that Thailand cave thing collapsed, I'm like, you know what?
Not interested in getting in a cave anymore.
And I'm like,
huh?
Well, it's never happened before. Exactly. Exactly. I'm out.
You don't want to be the first.
I think I'm out. I think I'm out on the cave thing after doing it once.
Understandable.
So no heights, now no caves. Where the hell can you stand? Just flat ground?
Normal.
You're really limiting.
Slightly above sea level and sea level. I'm good.
You're really limiting your options, you know? You're really limiting the places
in which
you can go.
There's no way that cavern was initially made for a Jeep just
would
to drive
cliff
through
dive?
It. Are you? What kind of question is it? Yeah, I won't do. I hate heights. I hate heights. I don't want to go in a cave. Will I cliff dive?
Got it.
Will you?
Yeah, sure. I'd do it.
Have you?
No.
Oh, Drew?
I've never been in a position to be offered that, but I'd still do it now. Even though I'm sure everyone worried that I was going to die.
Someone says there's a Buc-ee's in Springfield. Beautiful. Beautiful. Someone says they went to jail there near the caverns in Greene County. Why did you go to jail there?
I need another Buc-ee's experience because in the one visit that I've had there, that place is extremely overrated. In the one visit that
what were you hoping?
I wasn't hoping for anything. I just wanted to show up and see what it was about.
Just trying to get a sense.
Isn't that where Carrington went to school? I think
Let's
so.
Let's be honest, I don't know everyone's alma mater.
I think so. We'll have to ask him. I think that might be
if
right.
If he did go to Missouri, if he went, we're talking about Missouri State. If he went to Missouri State, I think he needs to switch his affiliation.
Because Dusty's a UCM guy, I know that.
I think he needs to switch his affiliation, in terms of football at least, to his alma mater. Because they're now an FBS school.
They're an FBS, you got to readopt the alma mater. Uh-huh. I could choose anyone because UMKC does not have.
Yeah, someone says Springfield Brewing Company is a cool place. Okay, I know we are meeting initially at a place called Harbell's, right?
It's like right around the corner from the stadium.
Yeah, just a nice little bar for us to meet up beforehand, so we can get you guys the T-shirts and everything like that. All right, let's talk about the Royals that are on the major league squad for now, and that is MJ Melendez in particular seems to be under the microscope more than any other player on the team, and I get it. The numbers are horrific, awful. I still think. You know, the call for him to be like sent down today, tomorrow, I don't think you're going to see that. And I don't think we're going to see that happen in the next day or two.
Trip?
Maybe that's the time. If he doesn't hit even in New York, in the Bronx, he doesn't hit in Detroit. Because I still think as bad as it's been, and it has been horrendous, I haven't looked across all baseball. He might be the worst hitter in baseball right now. Might be. If he's not the worst, he's one of them. But because of the defense, because he was their starting left fielder out of spring training, and the fact that the calendar still says April is why I don't know if you're going to get the quick hook that a lot of people want. I do agree that he's the first one out of the outfield picture, left field, right field, that they could do something with because he's at an option, whereas Renfro would you have to eat money and DFA him, and you'd be saying, we're done. MJ Melendez, I don't think they're done yet. And so they're going to wait it out a little bit longer, but the option is in play now.
I think they should just send him down. I like MJ, the dude. And, you know, like, it's always hard to hear, like, hey, they should cut this guy or this. And nobody likes to hear this about their performance. What good is it doing him right now to be at the big league level? Like, if you're just like, he plays good defense, so do the other outfielders who are in AAA. Tyler Gently, I would go John Rave. They play good defense. You can accomplish that without having to sacrifice that on MJ. There is no way in my mind right now that he is being served by stepping up into the plate and embarrassing himself by trying to find a way to get comfortable at the big league level, because truth is, he's not. He has, and let me count how many games, 3 games this year. He has played in 16. He has 3 games this year in which he has a hit, which means in 13 of 16 games, he has gone hitless in his efforts. Look, some of those, he only got one at bat, okay? But not most. Most, he was a full-time starter. He hasn't had a hit in 5 games. He's had a hit in twice this month in like 11 games, 12 games, you just, this is untenable.
Oh, I mean, the clock is totally ticking. I just don't think it's happening today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not saying give him no chance or he has no future in this organization. I don't genuinely believe that. I think he'll probably get one more shot with the Royals to prove his worth. I think he will have a chance, just as long as he performed well at AAA, to come back up in the bigs and prove that he's a guy worthy of doing it, all of those things. I think the next injury that would happen after he got sent down, he would likely be the call for a guy who already understands it and is comfortable. I think he needed to get some confidence at bats. I think he needs to go down and like feel good about himself for a little bit. Because in addition to that, he's also struck out 16 times. Like, he has more two strikeout games this month than he has games.
Yeah, he's got nothing
hit.
Going right at the plate, it appears.
So like, it's just like
nothing
just
whatsoever.
Tough.
So, by the way, people on the text say CDOT went to Joplin, which is Missouri Southern, I believe.
Okay.
Not Missouri State.
His fandom's safe for now.
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah. And Missouri's in the name, so he can just cheer for anything Missouri, you know?
Is that how that works?
Yeah. Hang on a second.
Is that how that works?
Dude, you're wearing an LSU shirt. You're not allowed to claim fandom.
In fairness. No. So Drew does wear about 50 different college shirts, but today I know why he's wearing that shirt. It's a very sad story, obviously, involving a former LSU player. That took his own life yesterday,
really,
and obviously had a bunch of other stuff going on and potential facing, you know, jail time. But it's a terrible story all the way around. I'm assuming that's why you're wearing the LSU shirt today.
It actually is not. But
okay, all right.
Yeah,
I just thought it was a coincidence. Okay,
it is a coincidence. Okay. It is a coincidence.
Okay,
unfortunate.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Kyren Lacy,
right?
If CDOT went around, if the Billikens make it to the tournament, say, you know what, hey, St. Louis, I'm a big.
No, it says St. Louis. It doesn't say Missouri. SLU, St. Louis.
Yeah, there
University.
Is a St. Louis University.
Not Missouri. He can cheer for Missouri State, the University of Central Missouri, UMKC, Missouri. Just, it has that Missouri in it, then he's fine. That's what I'll give him a pass for. Problem is in Kansas that immediately
only one.
Fails.
Yeah, well, just Kansas State. Yeah.
Like, it immediately fails.
Yeah.
It's a risky road to go down.
A lot of people saying Harbell's a good spot, though, for us to go to in Springfield.
I mean, because Gold, I mean, if we did it for every state, it'd be a little bit nuts, because Gold could claim K-State and KU. I know you would never do that, obviously.
No, definitely not.
Would you be more likely to cheer for Kansas State or Missouri?
Kansas State.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just checking.
Not even close.
The disgust.
Not even close.
On your face.
God.
Absolutely. Easy answer.
Didn't even think about it. What if you had to cheer for Kansas State or, like, Duke?
In what scenario? Like
Missouri or Duke Gold? Who is it? Still Duke?
Missouri's last on his list. That seems fairly obvious now.
Yeah, Duke.
Mm. Missouri's last on his list. I don't know. Like, if they were in the championship,
like if it was a football,
they
it was
were,
like the national
were,
title
national
game. That's a funny
national
joke.
National basketball title game between Duke and Kansas.
That's also a funny joke.
yeah, it is.
No offense. In that scenario, K-State.
Okay. Root for the local.
Cody, do you hate a team in like college? Because UMKC,
he's part of the University of Missouri school system, and he teaches in the Missouri University of Missouri school
That's
system.
True. He's I'm paid by the University of Missouri, so I'm supposed to hate Kansas, I think. I'm technically employed. They haven't told me they don't want me to teach the fall classes yet, so things are going great. I did have to have the come to Jesus meeting with the class over turning their final projects are due, because we've had a little bit of trouble in the class of turning in assignments on time.
Crack the whip a little bit.
On time.
Come on.
Some kids got a rude wake-up call in the most recent grade checkup.
I was going to say,
because some people didn't have something turned in on time, so they just took a full-ass zero.
They're taking advantage of you, man. Lay the law down.
Your come-to-Jesus moment is their F on their paper, and then they complain to you, and then it's like, well, sorry, this is college, and you're a grown-up.
Cody doesn't want to have them in their class again next semester.
Well, I mean, they won't be in this class. I only teach two classes, and one of them is this
one. But if they fail that one, is that a required class, I guess?
True.
So it's an elective,
right? No, it's not
right?
required.
It's an elective or whatever. Yeah, someone says, when and why are you guys going to Springfield? Just got in the car. Fair enough. Check our website, 96.5thefan.com. We're doing a Cody and Gold road trip. We're going to watch Jack Caglione and the AA Naturals take on the Cardinals there in AA as well. Saturday, May 3rd. We got a special $10 ticket deal. Hope to see you in Springfield. We'll keep reminding you about it, though. Just check our website. It's the easiest thing I can say. All right, CDOT and Rob, The Drive, come up next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.